Hello, this is Franco from Soul Body. I will be reading your monthly horoscope for November 2018. Unfortunately, the Reverend Terry Brookins can't be with us this month, so you guys get me. So let's dive right in. Aries, there's nothing wrong with playing it safe and taking precautions even if you're playing and goofing around. Aries, like to jump into things, but don't be afraid of laying out some extra padding every once in a while, you know, it's kind of cool. This doesn't only mean physically, but think of this as an emotional, mental padding as well. Try not to get yourself hurt again. There may be some childhood issues that are being raised again during this period that you might have to face, okay? So, what needs to be done needs to be done, and stop putting it off for another day, or a month, or a year, for that matter. Face it head on. Take care of it now. You will thank me. Taurus, this month you'll bring some ideas that are out there. Your job is to take them, distill them, and turn them into executable actions. Work on the concepts alone in your study, or wherever. But when it's time to implement them, you need to bring the help of those around you, okay? So keep that in mind. Take time to research things that you're going to be talking about, you know, so you don't come across as a fool or someone who believes whatever Facebook post is out there. Get your facts straight and consult the experts when the time arises, okay? Get ready to rumble. Gemini. Some tasks can be totally overwhelming and maybe cause you to feel burdened. So you tend to avoid them by preoccupying yourself with other tasks. Seek the help from your confidants. You are nonetheless wise if you ask for help, okay? It actually makes you a bit smarter. Maybe you might see someone who needs your help instead. Pay attention. Collaboration can be lots of fun. Stop putting too much emphasis on the negative what-ifs and focus your attention on just getting the job done. Not everything has to be a fresh, new learning experience. You can gain knowledge from a menial task in kind of like a zen-like manner. Cancer, don't let delusional or flaky ideas influence when you have to have serious changes in order to achieve your goals. People's values change, but watch you're not ruled by your desires when you're looking to change where you're going in life. Okay. Oh, look, the Johnsons have a wonderful new BMW. I want one now, too. Don't fall for that trap. Let your motivation be driven by your needs rather than your wants, because wants might be too frivolous. Okay? Pay attention to that. Sure, you want to be free and do your own thing, but ensure you take care of business first. Follow the advice of those experienced individuals that you trust. From the Did You Not Know column. Did you know some businesses use astrology to make decisions? A lot of companies do use astrology to figure out the best timing for launching products or hiring a person, seeing if a person's a good fit with your company. Leo. You need to put on the Ritz, but at the same time, understand what the true meaning is behind what you are doing. Take some time to contemplate where you are in life and count your blessings while you're at it. This will help move things forward because as much as there is inner work to be done, the need to be at the foreground will be your motivation. What do you want to look like? What impression do you want to leave on people? This is why you want to get the inner working done, so you're not wearing a clown suit instead of a power suit. Virgo, it's up to you how turbulent you want to live your life. Sailing the seas of emotional states can be rough and rocky if you decide to address them with a dinghy versus a freighter. What are your goals, and what do you really want to achieve with those around you? Discourse and discussion are two-way streets, and so is the understanding and learning that comes with it. don't try to dissect everything that people say to the nth degree. Stop looking for hidden meanings in what people say when it's you who's busily adding the additional meanings. Step back and let's look at the bigger picture. Libra, it is important for you to get your ducks in a row. Examine the goals that you've set out for yourself and check if they are really what you want in life. You might act spontaneous and get into spats with friends, but as long as you act civil, then that won't matter because the important things are what you need to hang on to. There might be some heavy emotional triggers coming up from a place that you don't understand at this moment. You need to understand what your mother was trying to do in order to prepare you for the rest of your life, good or bad. Scorpio, this is a time that you should look at using older forms of communication, as they might be more powerful than these web and techie type methods. Pick up the phone, call someone, write a letter. Well, there's a novelty. You might be called on to get your point across, and it should be noticed and not skimmed over in the vast number of electronic methods. Look to get in touch with people face to face so you can see the expressions and so that they can see yours. Let your feelings be shown, as this will advance your message in all facets of your life. Now, from the Did You Know column, Mercury in your chart will tell you the views of children in your life. Mercury is one aspect that represents children. So wherever Mercury is in your chart, that will tell you about how you view children. All right, moving right along, Sagittarius. You're going to be working away hard. But what you really need to pay attention to is learning all you can about everything that will affect your life this month. As I said, this month, and not your entire life before you go running off to the university library. While you feel directionless, while you feel hard up, while you feel emotionally expressive, I'm telling you to stop and think. Set up a plan so you have direction. Set up a financial plan so you don't feel hard up. Try to stuff your head with knowledge so you can be on the top of your game for the next month. Capricorn, there are times when you can do whatever you want and have a spontaneous gasoline fight at a gas station without any concern. This is not one of those months, as I recommend you do not take unnecessary risks and try to play it safe this month. Not only does that go for your physical health, but also for your financial health. Now, on a mental level, I would recommend you take creative risks because you are in the mood for change. This is a time to perpetuate your self-growth and make enhancements to take you to the next level. Aquarius, people will get on your nerves this month. Are you ready to deal with it and not rip people's heads off? Think of the consequences if you do. I'm not talking about on a physical level, but also on an emotional level. Keeping your cool is necessary for you to maintain an impeccable professional image. You might not be running for office, but still, people will be seeing you this month, and there may be some judgments that will affect you down the road. Stay cool. That doesn't mean to let yourself get stomped on, but just play your cards right. Finally, we're down to Pisces. If you look at the past, you can see where we all came from, and it's the same place. We all really desire the basic necessities in life, and that goes for everyone. So be ready to forgive people who seemingly are trying to take advantage of you. Understand that there are times that you put yourself forward without realizing it. Get ready to make headway in your work. Don't forget to pay attention to your health, and that means relaxing so your nerves aren't on edge. Try not to take things personally, as you might get yourself riled up for no reason at all. Chill. Have a beer. Maybe just one, okay? And that's your November Horoscopes by Franco from Soulbody, www.ca.com. Soul Body. Check out the offerings I have. Tarot, runes, astrology. Read the horoscopes. I have some interesting articles. And I wish you all best of November. And since it's Remembrance Day this month, let us not forget. Thank you. Take care.